This is Grace Aaron. I am the pro tem chair. I was elected at the end of the last audit committee meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order and welcome the new members to this committee. And the first order of business is I would like to ask for a volunteer to be the secretary pro tem. Who would like to volunteer?
Chair?
Yes.
Excuse me? Could you announce that this is the April 14th meeting of the PNB Audit Committee?
Yes, thank you. This is the April 14th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. Welcome to new members. And who would like to volunteer to be the secretary pro tem for at least this meeting?
I'll volunteer.
Okay, is that Aki?
Yes.
Okay, Aki. Can you, anyone else? Hearing no one else, Aki, can you please call the roll?
Sure. Ahmed Anderson, has excused absence. Benita Diaz.
Present.
Present, okay. Dorothy White. Eileen Bozen.
Here.
Okay. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jaime Gomez.
Here.
Jaime. Okay. James Sagatin. Sagatin?
Sagatin. Here.
Sagatin, okay.
Yes.
Kenneth Walther. Yeah. T.K. McCary.
Here.
Okay. Robert Mark.
Robert Mark is here.
Robert Mark is here. Sasha is excused absence. And William Hagerton, Hairwagon.
Present. Under protest.
Right, okay. So we have 9 people.
Okay.
Actually,
thank you, Aki.
We have 10.
Now I'd like to select timekeepers. Who would like to keep time for the agenda items? Volunteer to keep time for the agenda items. That's to keep time for, let's say, for instance, agenda approval has 10 minutes on the agenda, and the timekeeper for the agenda items would let us know when that 10 minutes has expired. Can I please have a volunteer to keep time for agenda items?
If nobody else will
I can
take
care of that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, who was that?
Who was that?
Pardon me? Okay.
Who was that?
And now I'd like a volunteer for timekeeper for individual speakers. 90 seconds.
I can do that.
Speaker.
I can do that. I have a timer here.
Okay, and who is Keith?
Welcome to Maestro Conference. Please enter the conference PIN number followed by the pound key. This call may be recorded. Thank you. You will now be connected.
Next item is agenda approval. However, I believe that William Hairwagon has a point of order he wants to bring up.
Thank you. I sent an email to everybody a few minutes ago, and in it I explain how Article 15 of the bylaws is being breached by this meeting. And because it is clear when you read Article 15 that it's supposed to be written ballots. And written, because you're supposed to list things on the ballot. It's all explained in Article 15, and I sort of summarized it. And we didn't have any written ballots because people pretended that we did this the same way last year and wrote in my email that it was never done in the audit committee to have a voice vote for an election of a pro tem chair or a permanent chair. So the election results from the April 11th, 2017, audit committee meeting, gathering after the meeting, was inappropriate, and it's against the bylaws, and I object. And it's a breach of the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Your objection is not well taken. You brought the same objection up in the last meeting. It was voted down, and it is bringing it up again is dilatory, so it is not well taken. And I'd like to move on with you.
I'd like to respond to that. At the last meeting.
Okay. If you'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair, you may.
Yes, I challenge the ruling of the chair.
I call a question.
Okay.
There's no follow-up question.
Dorothy, we will give a total of 6 minutes to this challenge to the ruling of the chair. You may motivate it for 1 minute, William.
Okay. And during the meeting, Monday's meeting, April 11th, we didn't address what was in Article 15. I said something about it's in the bylaws and it has to be a written ballot, and everybody said, no, it doesn't have to be a written ballot. Well, now I've sent you an email that proves that with Article 15 in the email that it does say it has to be a written ballot. You have to have lists. And also prove that the voice vote wasn't taken last year, as people implied, so that you all voted against me without knowledge. Maybe that's understandable, but now that you have knowledge, if you take time to read the email and read the bylaws, Article 15, you will see that I am correct and the election was inappropriate and invalid. Thank you.
Okay, would anyone else like to be on the stack to respond to William's challenge to the ruling of the chair?
I'd like to be on the stack, please, Hawking.
Okay, anyone else? For or against? Okay, Aki?
Okay. Usually, every 10 days, a new board, whether PNB or LSB or committee, the first meeting always has no chair or secretary, so by default, somebody has to act as a chair, which is called a pro tem chair. So if you follow the logic of having to have a secret ballot email in, there will obviously be no first meeting of any of these committees or organizations. So it's whether you follow, I don't exactly, following the rule, the better makes sense or not, but if you follow that, then by definition, you will not have any meeting. So that's why I think that pro tem chair voting in the first meeting is the right way to go.
Okay. Thank you, Aki. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak for or against the ruling of the chair?
Benito.
Okay. Go ahead, Benito. Go ahead. I recognize you, Benito.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm recognizing you, Benito. Go ahead.
As I stated during the last meeting, elections historically have been held by email ballot. There is no record that I'm aware of. There is no practice that I'm aware of that of any kind of voice vote, much less during the first meeting of the year.
But I back my staff and employees.
So okay. That argument that Aki, you just presented, and that the group presented at the last meeting is totally bogus.
All right. Thank you, Benito. Where are we on time for the six-minute item? Elaine, I believe you were the timekeeper for the agenda items. Okay. Go ahead. What is your request for information? Who is this?
Benito.
Okay. What is your request for information?
It's the agenda and project.
Okay, we're going to, the agenda approval is the next item on the agenda, the draft agenda. All
okay,
right, so anyone else like to speak to this?
Hold up a second.
Yeah, Jamie Gomez for the stock.
Okay, Jamie, you have about a minute left on this item. Go ahead.
Benito, I'm trying to get the chair, get the floor.
Benito, I'll put you on the stack if there's any time left. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, I just wanted to support Aki's position that it doesn't make any sense to not have a pro tem chair for a meeting. I mean, and plus, it is traditionally done this way by a voice vote. That's according to what I've understood. So I just wanted to add that in there. I support the chair's ruling, and I support Aki's argument. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
Yeah.
We're now going to go. Time is up for this agenda item. So we're going
to
go for a vote. Aki, can you please take a vote? Yes, vote supports the ruling of the chair.
Chair
is talking. You're out of order. Benito, you're out of order. This is.
How can I be out of order? I'm asking,
okay.
I'm requesting that you be at the floor so as to ask a question. I'm requesting information.
Okay, very good. We're out of time for the. We're out of time for this agenda item. If you want to request information later, you may. We're now taking a vote. You're out of order.
Okay.
This is a warning, your first warning, Benito. Aki, please take a vote. A yes vote supports the ruling of the chair. A no vote supports the challenge to the ruling of the chair. Aki, please take a vote.
William, would you vote?
No, I'm not going to vote yet. Now that you hear me, I moved to extend time. Somebody muting me? And you can't.
No. We'll have to vote again. No one's going to vote to extend time, William. Stop wasting time. This is why you got voted off.
The vote has already begun, and a motion to extend time is out of order.
No, I've moved to
William, you have not been recognized. You're out of order.
Robert Mark, take the vote, please. Robert Mark
votes to uphold the ruling of the chair and the finding that it was dilatory.
Okay, so PK and McCary?
Well, I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same over the years. I'm rather new on the board. It did seem like, I mean, I'm listening, that somebody was saying extending time.
Please vote.
So I don't know. It got kind of confusing. But,
yes or no, you will?
Go on to the next
I don't know
person.
What to vote for because I'm not right. Understanding.
Go on to the next person.
Okay, Dorothy, please, you're out of order.
PK,
I will let you pass for now. So, and if you have a question after everyone else votes, we can answer your question.
Okay, James.
James Sagerton.
Yeah, James Sagerton.
Yes. Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Jaime Gomez?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Erin Duncan?
Yes, to support the chair.
Okay. Irene Bolton?
Can I abstain? I'm having trouble.
Sure, you can abstain. Sure. Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Okay. And back to Benito, what do you say?
It's not back to Benito because you did not call me before. So this is the first time you called me. And my vote is no to support. I do not support the running out of the chair.
Right. Okay. How about you, William? You going to get back? You pass.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to vote, and I'll just double down on what Benito said, and this is ridiculous. And the reading of the straight reading of the bylaws would show that I am correct and the chair is wrong. I vote
no. William, I want to let everyone know that the only acceptable response during a vote is either no, yes, or abstain. So anything else is out of order. Continue the vote count, please, Aki.
Okay, so it's 8 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. Did Ken Laufer vote, and did you vote, Aki?
I voted yes. I don't
okay.
see Ken. Ken is not
Ken?
On.
But now we got the chair coaxing people to vote.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Ken Laufer is not on. Okay. Anyway,
thank you.
Eight,
that's
yes,
fine.
2 no and 1 abstention.
8 yes.
Thank you, Aki. All right, we're going to continue with the next item on the agenda, which is agenda.
Well, point of information.
Yes.
Not understood.
Cruises.
I'm sorry. You didn't vote because you didn't. Can you give us your question?
Oh, PK.
Can I talk?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
PK. Sorry.
Okay, my question is, what was the reason that he came back and said that it wasn't right for the chair to make the decision that he did? I didn't understand what bylaw he read. I couldn't hear.
Okay, William... Yes, I understand. It is confusing. According to William Heerwagen, he sent everyone an email at 5:35 p.m. 27 minutes ago. I don't know. Do you have computer access?
I do have computer access, and I'm trying to...
Okay, I will...
don't read that out, please.
No, I'm just going to forward it to you. If I can figure out your email address.
It's perrymack@gmail.com.
Oh, okay, good. So I am going to forward this to you right now, and you can look it over. And then when you had a chance to digest it, if you care to, you can be recognized again with any other questions. But in the meantime, to get the meeting moving, we will proceed. Continue to the next agenda item, which is agenda approval. We have 10 minutes for this item. And is there any discussion about the agenda? Does anyone have any discussion, any additions, deletions, anything?
Don't move. Move to
Benito.
Okay. I move to approve the agenda. There's a motion on the floor.
All right. That's good. Benito, you want to discuss the agenda approval motion?
Correct. Not the motion, just the issue.
There's a motion on
okay.
the floor, Benita. You have to.
There's a motion on the floor. You must speak to the Dorothy's motion to approve the agenda.
Excuse me, but I was trying to catch the chair's attention before someone blurted out that the motion to approve the agenda. So I think
okay.
I have a way just.
Excuse me, Grace, we need to...
I'm recognizing you. What would you like to say, Benito?
Okay, thank you. The agenda, as you know, the draft agenda, Ms. Chair, has a certain number of minutes for each item. However, since the agenda... has not yet been approved. And so therefore, the times that you gave to each of the items do not really apply until the agenda is either approved, modified, whatever. The point is that the time that you implemented during the last agenda item are totally invalid and out of order.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Benito. We're going to continue with the meeting. Is there, are there any agenda?
Yes, I have one. I have
okay.
one. This is Eileen. And
okay,
would it be appropriate? I would. There is a couple of points from the management letter from 2014 audit that we need, that we should address.
Eileen, I'd like to respond to that.
Specifically
Eileen,
on the confirmation of the audit committee. So I wanted to see what people thought about that.
Okay,
go ahead.
Most of what's in the management letter to the audit committee should be dealt with in closed session. So,
okay.
You know, it is important that we go over the management letters. However, we
okay.
received them only earlier this afternoon. I don't think that this committee has had time to digest them yet. I certainly haven't myself. We will make sure to notice a closed session of the audit committee because there's a lot of sensitive information in those audit letters to the audit committee. So if it's okay with you, we will postpone consideration of anything in those management letters until a closed meeting of the PNB.
Of
is
the
that,
PNB or?
I'm sorry, the audit committee.
It makes sense to me that it's not on open stream, but I think there's some issues in there that we do need to take up pretty soon. So when could we have that closed session, Andrew?
Okay,
we can add to either today or Monday's meeting.
Aki, as Secretary Pro Tem, do we have a closed session posted for Monday?
I do not know.
Okay, I'll take a quick look right now on KPFTX. The place to find all of these meeting schedules is on KPFTX.
Right.
And there is an open session of the audit committee posted for Monday, April 17th. Meeting should have at least 7 days advance notice. So let us at this time take a few minutes out to decide on a meeting, a closed meeting of the audit committee, and probably an open committee on the same date. With 7 days notice. Would you like to make it? We've been traditionally having meetings on Mondays. Would you like to have it on Monday the 24th?
That
would be about 10 days. Is there any objection to having noticing an open and closed meeting of the audit committee on Monday, April 24th.
Grace, I have a conflict with, this is Jamie Gomez. I have a conflict with our GM search committee meeting on that date. Could we just do a closed meeting instead of an open and a closed meeting? Could we just do a
closed? Let me ask a question. For us on the West Coast, do we have a problem with starting the meeting earlier? Would that help, Jamie?
I could probably start it at 4:30.
4:30. Aki, how would that be for you?
Yeah.
I think
no problem.
Is that okay? Okay,
no
fine
problem.
For me. What about Dorothy? 4:30?
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else on the West Coast? I don't think so. So that would move 4:30, April 24th. That would make it start at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Is there any objection to noticing an open and closed meeting for Monday, April 24th at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time? Hearing no objection, we will have both closed and open meetings of the Audit Committee on April 24th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can you please make sure that that's noticed, Aki, as the Secretary
pro tem? Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now, are there any other additions or deletions from the draft agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the agenda as mailed out to you all?
Yeah, William.
Okay. All right, William, go ahead.
No,
do you have anything to say, or you just object?
I object that you wanted an explanation that you shouldn't even be chairing the meeting.
Okay, so let's take a vote.
All right, okay, so now we'll go to a vote then. This is to vote either yes or no to agenda approval. Yes, approve the agenda. No, disapprove it. Aki, can you take a vote, please?
Sure. All right. So, William?
No.
Approval of the agenda? No, okay. Robert Mark?
I approve the agenda. Yes.
Okay. P.K. McCary? P.K.?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. James?
I don't know whether my phone is going in or out. I mean, it wasn't charged, but it's charging now. But,
James Sagerton?
James votes yes.
Okay. James votes yes. Jaime Gomez?
Yes.
Gomez votes yes. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace Allen votes yes. Elaine Duncan?
Yes.
Okay, Elaine Duncan votes yes. Irene Walton?
Yes.
Irene?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Dorothy Reich, yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
No? Okay. And let's get back. Hawkins, yes. So,
Aki, can you just please call Ken Lauford's name, because he was on the call before. He must have dropped off.
Okay. Okay. Ken Lauford? Okay. So right now it's 9 yes and 2 no.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The agenda is approved.
Well, the agenda is approved. All right. I believe we have excused absences from Ahmad Anderson and Sasha Futran.
Sure.
Are there any other excused absences? Hearing none, is there any objection to excusing those two absences?
Question. What are their names again?
Their names are Ahmad Anderson and Sasha Futran.
Okay.
Is there any objection to excusing those two absences? Hearing none, those absences are excused. Now, I wanted to briefly go over the new Audit Committee member orientation and ask, which was sent out early this morning, are there any questions about the purpose of the Audit Committee or what the role is of the Audit Committee, especially new members? Take any questions you may have. Or if not, we can just continue with the rest of the agenda.
Yeah, none at this time.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll go on then. So we want to notice, if it's okay with the body, I'd like to put this to the body. We want to notice an email election for Audit Committee Chair and Secretary, open up nominations, and set up the election protocol. That will take about 5 minutes. So, are there any nominations for the positions of Audit Committee Chair and Secretary?
I nominate Grace Aaron for Chair.
I second.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, me too. Hello,
okay.
I nominate William.
Oh, William.
Excuse me,
okay.
Benito? Okay, Benito's okay, William, okay.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I'd like to nominate Aki Tanaka. Any other nominations for chair? Anyone? I'd like to Robert Mark, would you like to be the chair of this committee? I would nominate you if you're willing to do it.
I'll stand for election.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Anyone else like to nominate themselves or another person for chair? Okay, hearing no other chair nominations, we'll move on to the secretary position. Would anyone like to nominate themselves or another person for the position of secretary of this committee?
I nominate Jamie.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to decline because I'm thinking that I'm going to be spending a lot of these meetings in my car, so that would be hard for me to take notes.
Okay. I would like to nominate Aki Tanaka.
You nominate him for chair already. You should unnominate him for chair.
Well, that's okay. He can be nominated for both positions, and then, you know, we'll sort that out later. Yeah. Anyone else?
I decline the nomination for the chair.
Okay. I don't know if I'm happy about that, but we'll see about that. Anyone else like to be nominated for a secretary or chair at this point? Okay. Just to let you know, the nomination period is open, and you can nominate yourself or another for the position of chair or the position of secretary during the next few days. Aki Tanaka will send the instructions for an email election for these positions, and you'll get all the instructions. But if you want to nominate anyone in the within the next few days, just send an email to the entire committee stating your nominations. All right.
Request for information.
Okay, Benito, what is your request for information?
I saw an email from Aki. I don't know when it was sent out during the last couple of days. And it lays out, it says, something about that the timeline for the election of the permanent committee chair and secretary would be worked out with the teller. That's point one. Point two, Ms. Chair, you just spoke to the nominations will be open for the next few days. So my question, my request for information is, when were all these things decided?
Okay.
When were all these people about the election decided?
Okay. Actually, I found last night the protocol used by Janet Cobrin in the election for permanent chair and secretary of this committee last year. And we're going to follow that same protocol. And we're going to ask, so that's what we're going to do. As chair pro tem, I recruited Aki Tanaka to temporarily act as secretary. And so, for efficiency's sake, we're going to be using the protocol that was used by this committee last year, with probably having, if he's willing to do it, Terry Goodman be the teller.
Excuse me, this is the same question I'm asking, Mr. Edmund. No, Mr. Chairs, you're not answering my question. You're just telling me that Janet did X last year. And you have decided that, let me make sure I understood what you said. If I understood correctly, you just said that Janet did X last year, and so you're going to do the same. You have determined that we will do the same thing.
I have a motion. I move that we accept the chair's protocol for the elections. That's my motion. Second.
Well, before you make a motion, I'm asking a question. I have the floor.
And now I made a motion. We're going to.
I want to make a statement.
Grace, can I make a statement?
Okay, one second. Let me finish with Benito. Benito, I heard your question. It was asked and answered. Now I'm going to move on to Dorothy's question or statement. Go ahead, Dorothy.
I have been sitting at these meetings now for a year. The protocol for the last year, except for the election, has been delay, obstruct, point of information, point of order, point of personal privilege, anything to stop this committee from doing its work. Benito, I see that you are doing the same thing, in my opinion. Please stop. You're not going to stop the election. You're not going to stop us from doing our work. You're just going to drag this on and make us meet two or three or four times a month to do the work that we can do in one meeting a month. Maybe you don't have a life other than this meeting. I do. I have a business to run. I have a meeting to go to. I have conventions to go to.
Dorothy. Dorothy, I understand. Okay. All right. Did Robert Mark ask for point of order before William, or am I mishearing the voices? Okay. William, go ahead.
Well, maybe you heard me twice. I said a point of personal privilege and a point of order. Point of personal privilege is that the member, it's not for me, it's for Benito, the member is castigating and another member, and that's not allowed.
Well, Benito was castigating.
Okay, no. Dorothy, do not talk without being recognized. Okay.
So that was out of order.
As a chair, William, a member has the right to bring another member to order if he or she feels that the member is abusing the rights of membership. Dorothy did that. I cut her off when she was getting going on too long. Your point is not well taken. We're going to move on with the agenda.
Okay,
now, William, you're not recognized. We're going to move on.
Oh, the points of order.
You're out of order, William.
No, I think you are, Grace. You're
okay, very good. We're now moving on. The next thing is, you will all be receiving by email all the information and the protocol for elections for chair and secretary for this, permanent chair and secretary for this committee. Now, the next thing is we're going to be working on the request for proposal for independent auditors, which is the meat of actual business getting done in this meeting. So, I sent out to you in the orientation attachment that went with the agenda the motion we passed two meetings ago of the audit committee, and we were going on the RFP, request for proposals, from 2012. That was the last time that there was a search for an auditor, because we've used the same auditor, Armanino, for the last 3 years. However, Armanino decided not to continue as our auditor. This committee had decided to ask Armanino to do the 2015 audit. Armanino declined, so we are in the position where we need to search for another audit firm to do our 2015 and 2016 audits. So we're using the RFP, request for proposals, from 2012 with some slight modifications. a motion was passed in the last meeting, which was in the orientation, the end of the orientation package, asking that RFP be updated. I updated it for you. The update needed was just the amount of revenue, total revenue, for the last couple of years and the number of members of the organization. So I filled that in by doing a little bit of research. The CFO gave us the income, total revenue figures to put into in the RFP, if you have it in front of me, it says background of Pacifica Radio. So Pacifica Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit benefit corporation in California representing the Pacifica Radio Network. Pacifica currently operates on a not-for-profit basis, 5 FM radio stations and the Pacifica Audio Archives. Annual revenues are between $10.5 million and $12.5 million. This is updated. It had been a little bit higher in the past, so we changed that to make it more accurate. And the next thing that was changed, and the organization employs approximately 120 people in 5 locations. That's the same as it was in 2012. The organization's membership base is approximately 50,000 members nationwide. That's a decline from 80,000 in 2012. So we updated that by putting in 50,000 to replace 80,000. The rest of this RFP is the same as the RFP in 2012. And except for the contact information on the bottom of who should be contacted within the organization when audit firms wish to apply to this proposal. So if anyone has any questions or changes in the RFP, it would be good to get this done today so that we can start sending out RFPs.
Jamie Gomez, point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Jamie.
So what I recall from our last meeting, was that in addition, so far as the updates for the RFPs, one of the things we wanted to do for the updates was to fashion the RFP to reflect the RFP that was sent out by the ED and CFO so that we would be using the same instrument. Was that done?
Yes, actually the CFO who sent us an RFP that he sent out, I don't know how widely it was distributed. Maybe William Heerwagen remembers. He was the chair last year. But anyway, he sent out the 2012 RFP without updating the information about Pacifica.
Okay, very good. So that was my only question.
Yes. William, did you have anything you want to add to that? All right. Is William still on the line?
Yeah, she's on the line.
Okay, William, would you like to respond to that at all? All right. Hearing no other response.
This is Eileen. I have a question/comment.
Yes, go ahead, Eileen.
Yes, yeah, the RFP seems pretty bare bones. Is this the whole thing? One page?
Yes, Fred Blair, who was the chair of the audit committee in 2012, said to us, he said, it's in it's in this orientation that I sent you. He used as his template, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. I'm reading this. He wrote up the audit RFP used in 2012 based on a sample RFP in the American Association of CPAs.
Okay.
Their audit committee kit that he downloaded from their website. So it's actually just from a standard RFP. Of course, when audit firms who are interested respond, we can, of course, fill in more specific information as the audit committee.
Yeah.
Because we will most likely be receiving the proposals and looking them over.
Right, because normally we need a little information from them on their own experience and expertise, their plan, their approach, their timing, just things that really aren't mentioned. But perhaps those are standard items when an audit firm makes a proposal. The things that we're not specifically asking for, perhaps they are standard items when an audit firm makes its proposal, is what I'm guessing.
Maybe, right. Possibly. And this RFP can be modified if we find that giving more information, perhaps, in the RFP might go better. I don't know. But is there anyone who would like to modify in any way this RFP that's in your orientation packet? If not, we'll go with it.
Go ahead, Eileen. Point 2, it says including the annual 990 and 199s. I don't know what that is. I was guessing somebody put in 1099s, and that would not be an appropriate task for the auditors.
All right.
Better confirm with whoever put that in there, because I don't think it's the same.
Okay. Maybe this is incorrect. Can someone look at the I think William sent out Somebody sent out an RFP earlier today. Can you see if this is a typo that is in this orientation package?
Can I offer a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
The 990. Yes, the 990 is a charitable form that you fill out with the IRS. That's not a typo.
Okay, the 990 is correct, but it says 199.
That's Grace, the 199 is the California nonprofit tax form.
Can anyone
we can go and check.
William,
you just have
you
to
have
go back and check.
Yes. Okay. Except for the possible correction of that one little point on the RFP, is the rest of it acceptable? Are there any objections to accepting the RFP as amended?
I have another point.
Go ahead, Eileen.
In terms of key personnel, I think the audit committee should figure as primary contact on this. Since we do have an audit committee, not every organization has one, but since we do have one, it's the audit committee to whom they should respond. And later they would be in contact with the IED and the CFO when it's time for them to actually do their work, is my opinion.
Let's discuss this for a moment. Does anyone have a response to that?
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand what she was saying. This is Elaine.
Okay. In
Please
the RFP, it says key personnel following are key contacts for information. We should probably reword this. Are key contacts for information you may speak in preparing your proposal. So in other words, let's say an audit firm wants some specific information that the audit audit committee itself may not be privy to. For instance, how many tax filings are delinquent, that we would not have the answer ready to hand. So the audit firm could get that information directly from the CFO or the IED. Possibly the best way to go about this is to have every one of these three people, the audit committee chair, the CFO and the IED copied on all RFP returns. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So let's adjust.
One more. Another bit of information.
Okay. Let's let Eileen finish first and then Jamie. Go ahead, Eileen.
I'm just going to suggest that we add that the secretary be copied on all email correspondence.
Okay. So we'll have the audit committee chair, the IED, the CFO, the audit committee chair, and the audit committee secretary copied on all correspondence. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that your suggestion?
Correct.
Very good suggestion. Okay. So we have these amendments, and that is, if somebody can look up the, I think that that Sam Agarwal, Bill Crozier, and William Heerwagen in the last month or so have sent out copies of the RFP. This might be a typo that's in the orientation packet. If someone can look that up.
Suggestion?
Offer
a point
ahead.
Of information? It looks like the 199 is a California exempt organization annual information return. So it's a California form.
Thank you very much for that information. So we don't have to do anything with that. If it's okay with that, everyone, we'll just modify this sentence. Following are key contacts or information you may need in preparing your proposal. And then please copy all four contacts. Okay? I just deleted a few words. So it would be following are key contacts for information you may seek in preparing your proposals. Please copy all four contacts. Mr. Bill Crozier, IED, insert phone number and email address. Mr. Shalendra Agarwal, CFO, insert blah, blah, and whoever is elected to be the permanent chair and whoever is elected to be the permanent audit committee secretary. All right. So, Jamie, did you have a point of information or anything? Are you satisfied?
That wasn't me. That might have been James.
Okay, yes, James Satterton. Okay, very good. So now, is there any objection to approving this RFP as modified? Hearing no objections, we will move on.
I think the least I object.
I move we accept the RFP as written.
Okay. Benito, do you have a specific objection or just a general objection?
No, but I should deal with the particular.
So Aki, we're going to move to a separate.
I'm not going to be able to speak to that.
Stop screaming.
Okay. Benito, you may speak. However, let me say that your phone line you have a very poor connection. Is there any way that you can make your connection a little bit more audible?
No, possibly. I'm asking yourself to do it.
It's a little bit too loud.
It's
okay.
What?
All right.
Wow.
Go
it's
ahead.
Very loud.
You said it's too loud?
Yes.
Maybe I was speaking loud and possibly shouting because I had been trying to catch the attention of the chair for at least the last 5 minutes.
I'm now recognizing you. What is your objection? After Benito's objection, we'll go to your point of information, William. Go ahead,
yes,
Benito.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Chair. My objection is that, as Eileen pointed out a minute or so ago, the contact is supposed to be the audit committee.
And so therefore, it appears logical to me that is one person. That is the chair of the audit committee. Whoever that person is. This stuff about the CFO and the IED, that's totally inappropriate. And I'm sure that some of you have seen the email that Leon sent out earlier, which demonstrates, and he can speak to it better than I, which demonstrates that it is totally inappropriate for management to be involved in any way whatsoever with anything having to do with the audit committee. So therefore, again, it should be the chair of the audit committee only who is the primary contact.
Thank you, Benito. William?
Robert Mark for the stack, please.
William?
Yes.
Mark, my point of information was, does this new system that we're using where I had to put in a PIN have the ability to mute people? Because I certainly didn't hear Benito trying to get attention. I believe that he was, but how is it that he was not heard?
I have no idea.
Well, I was muted, obviously.
Muted
okay.
Yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know.
And then,
but anyway,
William, I'd like
he was recognized. He was recognized, and we're the Maestro system does have the capability to mute people. That's true. Now, the next person on the stack is Robert Mark.
Yes. I'd just like to say that Benito is half right and half wrong. He's half right in that the proposals themselves should come directly to the chair of the committee without going through our management. However, the language as written on the proposed draft was about the audit companies getting a hold of someone if they had inquiries about how to prepare their RFP. And quite frankly, I don't know that there's anybody that knows the details about Pacifica's finances that could answer their questions. So there should be two things on there. One should be submit requests for proposals to, and then whoever is elected chair of the audit committee. And then for further information, contact any of the above. And I think that telling them to copy four people when in fact they're going to pick up the phone and make a phone call, is probably inappropriate and doesn't need to be done if they're looking for information. But I think it's completely appropriate that the request for proposals go directly to the chair of this committee without being filtered through our management.
Okay. That's a point well taken. As an amendment to this process, can you possibly type that up in a wording that would be in the RFP? So that we have it in front of us. Do you have that capability, Robert?
I would like to, but I can't find the request for proposal. I've been looking
okay.
and looking for every email you've sent me in the last 2 weeks, and I can't find the document that's a sample request for proposal.
Okay, I know. It's confusing with so many emails. I sent it out. I don't have it in front of me myself. I sent it out at, let's see, the agenda, oh, no.
56
Pardon
p.m.
Pardon me, 6
p.m.?
1:56 p.m. 1:56 p.m. today. It's in an attachment. There's an attachment. The agenda's in an attachment, and there's another attachment that says orientation. Now, it's in the third page of the orientation orientation attachment.
So I don't have an email from you at 1:56 p.m. I don't know why
well,
it isn't there.
East Coast time. EST. East Coast.
Okay, so it would be 2 hours earlier. No, 1 hour earlier.
No.
So it would be 12:56 p.m. Let me see if I can find it and send it to you. And then
I got one at 12:04.
Okay.
And that was from Ahmad.